107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost that time for World in a Weekend with SpringWorks. Eileen Smith joins us in studio with all of the details and so much more. Eileen, it's wonderful to see you.
Oh, it's so lovely to be here, and thank you so much. This is such a wonderful town. You know, people share and support each other, and we're so excited to bring artists from Finland, Spain, Italy, Israel, and Quebec, tons of artists from Montreal and Ontario, all to our very own hometown.
It's incredible. So it's World in a Weekend. Put it in your calendar for July 31st through to August 4th. There's so much going on. Eileen, do you want to go over each day, or how would you like to approach
this? Oh, well, and I have to add in lovely Amuse-Bouche, which is a film, a set of short films that are being curated by the Stratford Film Festival that is going to be the Saturday before, which is the 26th at 4 p.m. at the City Hall. Mm-hmm. And this is a really interesting intersection between puppetry and film, and it's curated for the adult eye, and it's at 4 o'clock, and we look forward to seeing you there. And already open is the museum's fabulous Till the Curtains Rise, which is a long string marionette collection that's going to be exhibiting for over the arc of our festival and into the rest of the fall. And the amazing John Till, who actually was a guitarist for Janis Joplin. Mm-hmm. His family are four generations of presenters of long string marionettes that toured all over the world. Oh, so that brings us back to the world that we're presenting. And we start off our adventures with an eclectic cabaret, honoring the fact that we're a multidisciplinary festival. We have this awesome set of people that are doing new puppet works, as well as dance, poetry, readings, and singing. And one of those lovely artists is Landon Doak, who's playing at Blythe, four-time Dora Award winner. We have dancer, clown, poet Sarah Porter, CBC Award winning, etc. That's just our very first show that has a ton of awesome people at lovely Grayson Mills. Mm. And we're going to follow that up with a line dancing Latin style with Mateo Torres. And you can come and learn some groovy moves, and then hang out and dance and party with us. So that's our opening night, party night.
Fantastic. And as we mentioned, this is going to be at a number of different locations, which we'll touch on. And that's the beauty of the SpringWorks World in a Weekend. It's at so many different spots, which is amazing.
And this is such a beautiful town, and you can pop in and grab snacks and meals and picnics, and a ton of our programming is outside and is free.
Yeah, okay, let's move into Friday.
Friday, we are bringing this world-class, incredibly acclaimed artist here to present a work called Edith and Me. And it is presenting at Factory 163. And it is an interesting, challenging work about addressing violence against women and hope and humor and how art saved this individual. And it has Edith Piaf, the puppet, is an amazing. So the artist is a cabaret singer. She is quite stunning. And we are unbelievably gifted and blessed to have her coming. She's selling out all across Europe right now, flying in from Paris to present on this touring circuit that we're engaged with. So she will be in Canada. So we are working on this delightful, amazing artist named Yael Razouli. And she'll be at Factory on that evening.
Okay. Okay. Again, this is for Friday, August 1st, as part of our long weekend. And let's talk about Flora.
Flora is a long string marionette, and she's going to be in Market Square. And she's a beautiful puppet that plays the violin. And she will be there. You can just drop by and see her and grab a cup of coffee and watch this beautiful marionette entertain you for free in the square.
I love it, because those are always the family fun events when it's at Market Square or wherever. Kids come across something like this, and it's just the photo ops and just so neat, if you will.
And Friday is also the day that we build the park. Veterans Park is our action-packed, full of amazing things to do. Drop in for free and or donate, because we love your support. And there are the fan favorites. We're bringing back Garden for Littles, which is these structures that kids climb all over, and they're just ecstatic about them. And hundreds of kids every year arrive for them. And that's Isabelle Payan is coming back, and we have sock puppet making, and we have face painting, and you can play at our puppet tea party, puppet theater. And this is where the Italian Long String Marionettes will be presenting, and they are bringing their delightful puppy and toddler string marionettes that have a little adventure for you. This too is free in the park. We also have the people that were the very, very favorite last year, our Stilt Walkers, the Kakao. They are coming back with two new creatures this year, Wakaroo and a character named Ginka. And you can look on our schedule. There are scheduled walks that will be downtown and at Veterans Park and around the square. And you can check that out on our website. But awesome. You can catch, they're so photogenic and incredibly beautiful, and you can walk up and chat with them.
Yeah, very. Are we ready to move into Saturday, or are we still?
So Friday is the setup of all of those things. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday have all that programming that we mentioned at the park, which includes the Italians and long string marionettes and strollers and all that fun, free drop in or contribute by donation. That would be delightful.
Wonderful.
Then we also have Saturday night at the Revival House, this beautiful cabaret. Music of the 20s through 50s. Edith will reappear as a puppeteer, and Tom Layton is this fabulous musician who will be accompanying Yara Rizzulli in an evening of song, cabaret song en français and other languages, as well as English, of course, in that delightful period. And you can grab a snack, have a dinner or a beverage, and enjoy cabaret music at Revival. And that's on the Saturday night at 9 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Again, we're chatting with Eileen Smith with SpringWorks Puppet Works. We're talking about World in a Weekend, the International Puppet Festival that will be here for July 31st through to August 4th. And again, worldinaweekend.ca is the website. Let's talk about more events happening.
And we have some other delightful programming for kiddies. This piece is called Scribbles, coming from Montreal, and this lovely toddler puppet turns its drawings on a chalkboard that come to life, and she has adventures with those, and everything is delightful until the scribble decides to get after her blankie. And we learn about boundaries and using our words, except for it's wordless. And so it's really delightful, and that will be at City Hall. We have a piece called Block Theater coming in from Finland, and she creates magic with these little blocks that the world comes to life with, literally wooden box. We have a debut of a Canadian work called Wren's Recipes, and it's about a young girl and her grandma and her cookbook and magic recipes. So that one's both of those are Block Theater, and Wren's Recipes are at Falstaff. And we thank Lorena McKennett, that wonderful, wonderful human being, for letting us use her venue, which also has the delightful Story Bike. And that is the lovely lady Isabelle Payan and her musician associate who roll up on their bicycles at dusk.
Oh,
and you can come in your PJs if you feel like it. And there will be some somewhat spooky stories at the evening with live music. So many of our pieces have live music, and it's just so much fun to share the way a puppet tells a story with the way music intersects.
Oh, very good. So much is going on. Again, springworksfestival.ca is the website. Anything else for Saturday?
I think we
move into Sunday?
I think we have. Where did we get to on Sunday? My goodness me. Well, I think we have Scribbles occurs again, and Wren's Recipes occurs again. A couple of these things you have two opportunities to see. And the park is open with drop-in. You could drop in and come back the next day, depending on how your kitty buys are doing. Mm-hmm. You can stay for a little time, or you can grab a picnic, or you can catch many of the other wonderful things that are happening in this beautiful city.
That's right. That sort of carries through to Monday as well.
And Monday, this is the first year that we're offering some things on the Monday long weekend, just in case you haven't got anything to do. You could drop by in the morning and come play with us, see Flora, our Stilt Walkers, and have some drop in fun with your kids.
It's amazing. The venues we've chatted about, Revival House, Factory 163, Veterans Drive Park, Falstaff Family Center, Stratford City Hall Auditorium, Grayson Mills, and Stratford Perth Museum. That's pretty amazing, Eileen.
We are so lucky. And the museum has so many other things to look at, as well as Long String Marionettes. And the film festival is just giving us a little taste. And their festival's coming up in November.
Yeah.
This town is so blessed.
Well, we're blessed to have you, of course, as part with SpringWorks at Puppet Works. It is World in a Weekend, the International Puppet Festival. It is July 31st through to August 4th, as we mentioned. A number of free events, but of course you can also make donations and whatnot online,
and we really do appreciate that, because strangely all those artists coming from all over the world, they cost a pretty penny.
Sure.
And we are also really lucky because we've organized this tour with a tour that's going across Canada, so we try and make all our pennies stretch, but your gifts really help.
Absolutely. So we'll pass and share all the details on our socials and with MyStraffordNow.com, Eileen Smith, and all the amazing people with SpringWorks of Puppet Works. And Eileen, just before we let you go, we have talked about, it is absolutely fascinating when we were chatting with Megan Smith-Harris with Stratford Film Festival, how huge puppetry has become in the world. All these amazing events, all this huge interest in puppetry and this kind of presentation is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, puppetry is, I do not come from the puppet world originally, and when I tripped into it probably about 15 years ago, I was just surprised, amazed, and the fact that puppetry is for literally all ages, and the world of puppet exists in cultures all over the world, some of it centuries old, and it's all different kinds of mediums, like you speak about music or dance or theater. There's contemporary, and there's shadow, and there's long string, and there's hand puppets, and there's rod puppets, and things that are crafted, telling tricky, challenging stories, and the delightful, amusing versions of things that are voiced to little guys, and things that are voiced to address complicated, difficult issues. And I think the thing about puppetry is that you, the audience member, are part of the magic of it occurring. The puppet is a conduit, and your imagination in association with the puppeteers help create all of the storytelling. And needless to say, it has captured my imagination and my heart, and I just invite everybody into enjoying this unbelievably brilliant, complex art form.
Oh, we're so looking forward to it. SpringWorks Puppet Works World in a Weekend International Puppet Festival is July 31st through to August 4th, worldinaweekend.ca. Eileen, thanks to you and your team for bringing this to us.
And thank you.